from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Moving around like a chess piece, I mean, I love it. Shows that you can have some versatility and that you actually know what you're doing out there, and you can build more trust between you, your OC, and your quarterback. And then going against them guys, you just get better every day, you know, every rep. Like I said, you conversate about the rep and understand why you won or why you lost it, and you come back the next play and compete like that.
Bill's back at camp tomorrow. Jeremy and Joe with you here from our Amherst studios. Welcoming in Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus, to chat a little football, maybe some Olympics too. Sam, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. How you taking in the Olympics? Enjoying it?
Yeah, it's good. I have an 11-year-old daughter, and she's sort of getting into it for the first time. So, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff on the TV.
I saw Ireland grabs the swimming gold, which was...
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
That was the event I was talking about earlier, Sam. The U.S. guy was interviewed and said it's the strange athlete... It's not that strange... the affliction where the silver feels bad and the bronze feels good. The American finished in second and said, he said in his interview, I'm the first loser. He was the one that lost to the Irish who took gold. So, you know.
Yeah, this guy, Daniel Whiffen, has been kind of making waves, literally, over the last couple of years, and is one of these people that seems to have literally zero sort of just, he's coming out there saying he's the best. He's going to set world record times. He's going to win gold. He's been saying this for like a year, and particularly for an Irish person, like, we're not good at that, you know? Americans maybe have a certain degree of comfort with that level of brash, you know, go out there and tell them you're going to do it and then do it. Irish people don't do that. We're the underdogs. We're not supposed to be front runners, you know, Olympic favorites. And this guy just goes out there and backs it up. It's amazing.
Yeah, very cool. And Bob Fink was the American who finished in second for that silver medal. Now we're full on in gold zone. Tennis, beach volleyball, badminton, equestrian, dressage. You know, Sam, the routine in this time of year is Olympics in the morning and then training camp highlights in the afternoon to see who's dominating who. So football season in camp, it's everybody looks good in shorts. Season's always a good time.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. It's the first sort of glimpse of new football again. So the first reps, as soon as we see them, it's time to try and rewrite everything we thought we knew. But ultimately, none of it really matters. I mean, we're going to get small kind of movements in depth chart. We're going to change around some things. But realistically, this doesn't determine whether a guy is going to be good or bad in the upcoming season.
Right. How much... are you in the last week, especially, even before the preseason gets rolling, are you fending off, you know, especially on social media, different markets, different fan bases, because their guy had a good first week of camp? And even how much does that extend into the preseason for you, for how much meaning it actually has?
Yeah, well, I think it sort of, it throws up flags, you know, if a guy is having a really good, because you can, you know, you can identify these guys that come out of nowhere and have an amazing camp and are going to be different players than people thought they were going to be, either at draft time or if it's a free agent addition or whatever it is. It does happen. You know, Dak Prescott came and immediately, as soon as he was in camp, same with Russell Wilson, like when these guys got on an NFL field, it was clear very quickly that they were not the player that they were expected to be when they were drafted. Dak Prescott in the fourth round, Russell Wilson in the third. Basically, immediately, those guys looked like the guy and were going to be something bigger than they were expected to be. And, you know, the same thing is true with certain players at other positions. So you can identify those guys, but there are also players that have this amazing training camps and preseasons, and, you know, even certain individual teams kind of have awards going out to the best training camp performer. The Vikings call it Mr. Mankato. And that guy is not necessarily, you know, they're even a significant contributor every single year. It's just that guy had an amazing training camp.
Yeah. We're learning too, you know, you get these little spots, depending on what the drill is. If they're doing 11 on 11, you start to learn, like, who's getting more run with the ones. Like, what does a team, excuse me, maybe plan on for a guy? And I think maybe in the last week, Sam, here, like, Coleman is getting run with the ones and Allen, you know, every opportunity, but we're seeing a lot of Mac Hollins running with Allen in the first team, and I think maybe that would have been, you know, not that big a leap to think they draft Coleman, but is he going to be playing 90% of the snaps on the outside? You know, it does appear that it'll be more of a rotation. So, I know, just to reset, like, on where you are with Coleman and kind of how that sounds to you, that he would be a part of the first team offense, but it looks like it might be a bit of a rotation.
Yeah, I mean, I think they need him to be part of the first team offense. You know, the way that they've gone about this offseason, the players that they lost, the sort of identifying of Coleman as their guy, he needed to be a major contributor, a major part of that offense. In year one, they don't really have the runway to kind of bring him along slowly and, you know, have him just be a role player. He needs to be a significant player for this team. So that part, I think, absolutely makes sense. The question was going to be, how do they deploy him? Where does he line up? In what types of personnel packages? You know, what is this offense going to look like relative to a year ago? Are they going to move in a different direction? So it definitely makes sense to try and get these other players involved. And a guy like Mac Hollins, that he's one of the couple of players they have on that roster that are built for and have the tool set to play that sort of X wide receiver alignment and role on the outside. That big body ability to win down the sideline, to defeat aggressive physical press coverage at the line of scrimmage. You know, Hollins may be a limited receiver, may not be the best receiver in the world, but that skill set is what he should be doing. So he makes sense to be a player that gets sort of moved into the first team offense in that role.
The other story so far here, I mean, safety, they're kind of banged up. I mean, Mike Edwards and also now Cole Bishop, the second round rookie, are on the shelf. They bring in Kareem Jackson, who I remember thinking, Sam, middle of last year, like, I don't even think this dude belongs to be in the NFL, but he is, and they needed a guy and a veteran, so he's here now. Safety in general, I guess where you are on how important that could end up being for a team or the Bills, because it's been a spoiled life having Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde basically play almost the entirety of seven seasons. Hamlin, who actually is getting starting snaps right now, had, you know, a 15-game run when Hyde got injured. But I guess looking at safety, like, how much do you think that could impact their defense in a negative way if they don't have the level of play that they've had?
Yeah, it's a difficult kind of conversation because I think Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, they're both very good players. They're both extremely good safeties. But I think this defense does also put those guys in a really good situation to look good. So I think it's a combination of having had good players in a favorable defensive scheme that makes their life easier and sort of makes those guys look as good as they can be. So theoretically, half of that is still there, right? Whoever's going to step into these starting spots vacated by those two are going to be in a defense that makes them look as good as they can get. And potentially it's going to be easier to replace those guys than it would be in a different defense where that wasn't true. So I would expect we definitely see some kind of drop off because they were such good starters over the last few years. But, you know, unless they do get this injury run that just sort of, you know, drops them way down the depth chart and leaves them scrambling for just bodies to fill the spaces, if they get their guys back healthy, you know, I think we should still see some pretty solid secondary play in at the safety position because, you know, that scheme does minimize the asks at that position and really does kind of limit the amount of space that they have to cover and just lets them zero in on a couple of things and really help out the corners.
Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus. You know, Sam, this time of year, I think what we tend to do, those of us that are like close.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Host in with one team like we are. We're at camp every day. We focus in on the team we watch and where they want to get better. And a really important thing to do is to think of the context of the league. And last year at this time, we were talking about how good and how loaded the AFC was. And I wonder how you feel about the AFC now, a year later. Is it stronger? Is it even better? I mean, Jim Harbaugh jumps into the AFC, and Baltimore had a really good season and decides to add Derrick Henry. And Aaron Rodgers, well, he missed last year. He's back this year. So, you know, like thinking about the Bills in the context of the AFC, how do you think the conference as a whole looks versus a year ago?
Yeah, I mean, I think it looks broadly similar, but that's to say incredibly loaded. You know, I think a lot of the teams that we expected to be really good last season, maybe they weren't, but it was sort of injuries or things that came along. Like the Bengals were expected to be one of the best teams, obviously, last season. Joe Burrow gets hurt at the start of training camp, and they weren't the force that they were expected to be. You know, this season I would expect the Bengals to be right back there with Joe Burrow. So maybe a couple of teams are definitely moving up. Obviously, we expect the Jets to be better if Rodgers is healthy and stays healthy. But a year ago, that was the case already. You know, it wasn't until the very start of the season that Rodgers actually went down and suddenly the Jets were a different team. So, yeah, the Chargers we expect to be better with Jim Harbaugh. The question is how much better and how quickly can that happen? The Jets should be better. And then teams like those Bengals, maybe the Colts take a step better with their young quarterback, Anthony Richardson, staying healthy. But the top teams are going to remain the top teams. Kansas City is phenomenal. Baltimore, extremely good. Miami, you expect to stay really strong. The Texans made moves like they expect to win a Super Bowl, not just, you know, open their window for a period with this C.J. Stroud, Bobby Slowick collection on offense. And the Browns, that might be the best roster in football if they could get Deshaun Watson playing at even an average level at quarterback, they're going to be a tough team to beat as well. So, yeah, the AFC for the last couple of years, I think, has been an absolutely loaded conference.
All that in mind, do you have a place you'd put the Bills' floor, ceiling and floor? Because, as you know, you're rattling off teams. Some of those teams finish behind the Bills. And if they're stronger, then there's, you know, places to drop. And I wonder if you think the floor for Allen is still a wild card spot, or if it could go worse than that.
I think because there are so many good teams, the floor is always just outside the playoffs. You know, it wouldn't take much for a team like Buffalo, like almost any of the teams we mentioned. Really, the only team I think that you would say is completely insulated from that is Kansas City. And even then, one injury to Mahomes for a period of time could change that dynamic completely. But for any of these AFC teams, there's so much talent in this conference. It wouldn't take much. It would take an injury. It would take a couple of drop games for all of a sudden, you know, they're playing week 18. They're playing that 17th game just to make the postseason, which doesn't necessarily rule them out of contention. It just means that they've found the bad end of this absolute nightmare of a conference. So, you know, I would expect Buffalo definitely to be better than that. I would expect them to make the postseason. I would say it's still, you know, their division to lose relative to these other teams. And with Josh Allen, anytime he's your quarterback, your ceiling is clearly Super Bowl contention. But, I think any of these teams, it's entirely possible you could miss the postseason if a couple of things don't break your way because of how many good teams we're talking about.
Yeah, and for the Bills, the division will matter a lot for that, obviously, Sam. And the Jets, I mean, it probably goes a little deeper than this, but a lot of it feels like just if Rodgers stays healthy and is any version of what he was, then the Jets have enough great players, and defensively, like they'll be great. How about Miami? Like, what is to figure out there for you from last year to this year? They have the Tua contract, and maybe the consequences of that to their roster are more a couple years down the road, or maybe even starting like next year. But for this season, like for you, did they get figured out as the year went on last year, or do you think they can line up, play a similar style of offense that they did last season and still expect that they're going to be one of the elite offenses of the league?
Yeah, I mean, I think two things happened to them last season. Number one, they did get figured out a little bit. I mean, remember, we went into last season, they broke out this kind of short motion thing, and that broke the league. Like, nobody was prepared for that. Tyreek Hill working the short side, same motion, just being set in set going ahead of the snap, and nobody could keep up with him. Nobody could figure out how they were going to run those routes and where he was going to be, and they were just absolutely torching everybody with that. As the season wore on, everybody started stealing the concept, started using it themselves, and it did. You know, defenses got a handle on it as the year wore on, and that's 2 years now with this offense in Miami with Mike McDaniel, where the longer it's gone on in a season, the more defenses have figured it out and been able to slow it down late in the year. Now, they have to figure out, is that just a permanent feature of what his offense and what Miami is going to do? They're going to be incredibly fast starters. They're going to be basically unstoppable for the first half of the season. And then once defenses have tape on them, once teams start to settle down and figure out what they're doing, late in the year they get a much better handle on it and they slow it down and they stop it being as destructive as it is. Or can McDaniel figure out a way of keeping a step ahead and getting that advantage back? The other thing that happened to them last season, late in the year, though, that kind of gets swept under the rug now, is they literally ran out of pass rushers. I mean, if you look at the list of players in that Kansas City game in the playoffs that were rushing the passer for Miami, they were calling up, you know, aged veterans just off the couch, asking them to rush the passer 12 times in, you know, negative 20 degree weather just to have somebody out there doing it. And that changes everything. Now it means you have to blitz everybody because you don't trust your geriatric pass rushers that just came off the couch to get any pressure on Mahomes. Obviously, Mahomes carves up the blitz historically, so Miami couldn't really stop Kansas City, and their offense didn't get anything going themselves, and suddenly the game is a comfortable loss, and it just gets put into the category of, well, Miami couldn't win in the cold weather. You know, I do think that Miami's late run is different if they don't get so many injuries to their defensive stars and their pass rushers. And that it kind of gets all lumped into one thing, but I think they're very distinct problems that they faced last season.
Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus. Sam, thanks very much for the time. We'll talk again soon.
Anytime. Take it easy, guys.
All right. Follow him on Twitter if you're there. Sam Monson. He does the show. He and Steve Palazzolo often with Pro Football Focus, and he's on at PFF underscore Sam.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.